brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up with retired FBI agent Don Adams. AdamsJFK.com is the website. We'll have to have him back up again. So much information, but I want to try to get as many calls as possible. Briefly, from what you said in the last interview, the questions you were allowed to ask Miltier were basically distractions from the real questions, and that's why you thought it was a cover-up.
Well, he asked a question about the Kennedy assassination. Did he have any knowledge of it, okay? Once he answered no on that, I mean, the question was done. I couldn't probe into it. What did he know as far as Martin Luther King's direction as to where he was going? It was the same thing with that. And then the bombing of the three children in Birmingham, Alabama, what did he know about that? And he said he knew nothing about it. Yet we know from information developed after that that he had heavy discussion concerning the bombing of those three kids in Birmingham and of course, the Kennedy assassination and so on. I mean,
and then he died mysteriously. Let's jump to Shannon in Mississippi. Right. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex and Mr. Adams? Mr. Adams, I just want to get straight to a question for you. The man that filmed that famous video that everybody has seen, I've watched it over and over and over. I just wanted to ask you a question. The man that filmed that video, was he ever investigated? Was he a part of the CIA? And also, Mr. Adams, when those first shots were fired, did anybody ever investigate or even look at the driver of the limo? He took a wrong turn. Is it possible that maybe he could have fired that fatal shot? And when it was fired, Mrs. Jackie Onassis was trying to jump out of the back of the limo, and then they put her back inside, and the limo just drives off.
Okay, well, that's a lot of questions. What was the first one?
About the man that took that famous video.
Yeah, Zapruder.
Okay. I saw the original Zapruder film before it was changed and altered, and the actual shot into the throat and the back of his head being blown off, which you knew there was another shot from the front. Before that film that I watched, which was a copy of the original, before that went out into the public and started getting dissected in that as far as frames is concerned, that was legitimate. And those things did happen just as they showed.
Yeah, and from my research, it's pure quackery that the driver turns around and shoots the president. And I've blown up the video. I've looked at it.
Sure. And he did stop the car twice. And almost completely to a dead stop, which is against...
Yeah, so clearly in on it's what you're saying.
Sure. Well, what I'm saying is...
What about turning around and shooting him?
No, that didn't happen, and there's a lot of people that have movies and stuff of that, and that did not happen. But
yeah, well, the guy that put that out also said that he's seen videos that aliens shot of the crucifixion of Jesus, so...
I can understand that. Now, the thing is that when this guy stops the car and does what he did, that just troubles me terribly because these agents are trained to know exactly how to react. And the minute that a report goes out from a weapon and that, hell, you get the hell out of there. You don't stop the car and almost come to a complete stop.
Well, you don't send the president out when people are openly talking about killing him, or you at least have the armored limousine.
But see, all that stuff disappeared. I mean, they went to the Secret Service, and they went to the FBI in Washington, went to the FBI all over, and that Atlanta knew about it. My partner knew about it, but I was never told. And all I'm saying is that because I was a new agent going into that office, even though I was 32 years old, had been through Korea and everything else, they thought that I was naive and I wouldn't pick up on any of that stuff. And as a result, it would assign the case to me, because why would you give a... I mean, I was 13 years younger as far as service was concerned than the guy that I was working with, and then why would you assign the case to me? And then I find out later on, many years later, 1993, 94, or even later than that when we went to the archives, that Maurel McGraw did an investigation on Miltier in 1962, a year before me.
All right, we're out of time.
Okay.
Don Adams, thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. God bless your courage, sir.
God bless you, too, and thank you for helping and trying to get this to the public, Alex. You're doing a marvelous job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the next 25 minutes, Mark Moreno joins us, and I'm blitzing through a bunch of P-News that ties into this. Bill Gates admits there are death panels, and they're a good idea. Obama's having to admit your insurance premiums are going to go up. It all ties into this environmental population reduction cult. And now the UN came out last week and said, we're getting rid of the global warming hype. We got a whole new group of scare tactics, and we're going to target human population and say we've got to reduce that. But then I've got a Chinese government report saying their population's been decimated, and it's screwing up their society. Here it is, London Independent. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. That's coming up after Mark Moreno leaves us. I tried to get to this on the Sunday show, but didn't. But we will cover that key intel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mark Moreno runs the climate website, climatedepot.com, the premier site exposing this fraud, for the Committee for Conservative Tomorrow. And, of course, he's also worked with the Republicans on the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works and is really the guy that helped educate Senator Inhofe and others and work for him. And I wanted to get Mark on. We've got Lord Monckton on, had been on about a month and a half, Thursday for a full hour, because you've got Pachauri 9 months ago saying ClimateGate wasn't even real, now admitting, okay, we just made up all this stuff about melting Himalayan glaciers and all the rest of it, and we have hidden the decline, but it's still for a good reason. And, yeah, we made a lot of money moving industry out of Western Europe and England and the U.S. to India, but that's okay. And now you have the UN IPCC lead author rips IPCC's claims as outright false. You have another IPCC leader, Santer, earlier last year saying, yeah, we took out other top authors who didn't agree with us and said there wasn't an increase in temperature, actually a decline the last decade. So all of this is going on, but they don't care. Al Gore still goes on the news and says, peer-reviewed, not one scientist on Earth disagrees. You don't think the moon landings happen if you question us. So I want him to, he hadn't been on in, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, recap all that's unfolded. Because if you thought ClimateGate was big, it just gets more outrageous and more insane. I mean, just a gaggle of lying fraudsters who want to create a bunch of collectivist taxes. I've got CNBC reporting on world government funded by carbon taxes that you pay to private banks. Madoff, Ken Lay, Al Gore came up with a lot of these things. I mean, this is a group of swindling slime bags. And Mark Moreno joins us to go over and chronicle all of this. But meanwhile, they're over in England saying they want to arrest climate deniers and saying they want to make it illegal and saying we need to, all over the British news, we've read the headlines, we need to get authoritarian. If the public's too dumb to accept carbon tyranny, we'll just force it on them. I mean, this is just a gaggle of crooks that want to run our lives. Mark Moreno, good to have you on with us.
Hey, thanks a lot. Happy to be here. Interesting thing you brought this up about forcing it on us. We had the New York Times, Tom Friedman, who earlier this year lauded China's environmental policies, and he said, and I quote, Tom Friedman, who lives in a mansion, by the way, in suburban Maryland, one party can just impose politically difficult but critically important policies needed to move a society forward in China, unlike this messy democracy where they can be thwarted. And what's interesting is right after he said that, China came out and did all these draconian carbon limits on some of their industry, and they had complete havoc. People couldn't even flush the toilet in some parts of China. I mean, this is what they want. They want a one-party rule, a green rule. They openly talk about global governance, but you asked for some of the updates here. What is happening is hilarious. I call it the Dan Rather defense. Remember the Bush National Guard document, shown to be a forgery, shown to be a hoax. But Dan Rather's defense at the time was, well, you know, it really doesn't matter if the documents, the story was accurate, but the documents may have been false. And what they've now done is the United Nations IPCC climate panel that shared the Nobel Prize with the masseuse in chief, or with Al Gore, the former vice president, they literally have now said, yes, there's all these errors, and this was wrong, and yes, we admit that the government's handpicked the scientists that joined us, and they'd only pick warmest scientists. Yes, we admit that only a few dozen scientists actually looked at whether CO2 actually has a warming impact. Yes, we admit to all these different scandals, and the new inquiry that came out a couple weeks ago was really devastating to the UN. But they're basically saying, all that doesn't matter because we still got the science right. Sure, we messed up the process. Sure, we had a bunch of con men doing this, and sure, we admit to this, and sure, this happened, but it doesn't affect the underlying science. It's the exact defense Dan Rather used back in 2004, saying the fake documents don't mean the story wasn't true. And that's where the United Nations is right now, and they expect us to take them seriously.
Well, Mark, I mean, going back here, though, first they denied that ClimateGate was what it really was, showing their internal fraud premeditatedly.
Yes.
And now they're just still driving forward with all of this. And how do we counter these people? Newt Gingrich is still running around saying we need carbon taxes. Glenn Beck told USA Today that he thinks global warming's real. The issue is a lot of Republicans and conservatives are still going along with this.
Well, I would say in terms of Newt Gingrich sat on a sofa with Nancy Pelosi, and he still defends that decision in an ad for Al Gore out in front of the Capitol. That was outrageous. Now, I think the Glenn Beck quote, I think that was in USA Weekend. I believe Beck was being facetious with the reporter by saying he believes that the globe is warm, but he still questions mankind's role. But in terms of, you know, looking at the political and scientific climate right now, the movement is absolutely dead. The problem is there's a thing called zombies and the undead, and this can be resurrected as quickly as a lame duck session of Congress, as quickly as Obama ordering his EPA to start regulating CO2 because Congress wouldn't do it. So we're
they've announced they're doing that. They're going ahead with it.
They are. They're trying to say it's going to be moderate, watered down, But there's a couple ways. Congress can try to pass a law restricting the EPA's ability. Obama's already said he'll veto it. And then all we're going to have left with are the courts. And, of course, you know, the longer Obama's in, the more he gets to stack the courts, and particularly the Supreme Court, which actually opened the door for this. I think it was either 2007 or 2008, now the big Supreme Court case, that allowed us to regulate CO2 as a pollutant. Think about that. For the first time in human history, we're regulating what we exhale from our mouth, CO2. We inhale oxygen, we exhale CO2. And now the United States government, the old expression, they can't tax the air we breathe. Oh, yes, they can. They're going to be taxing what we exhale. This is just the madness of our age. And what's so funny is we've caught them red-handed. We've caught them in scandal. We've caught them in fraud. We got them recanting. We have scientists now switching. We have a major left-wing scientist like Dennis Rancourt out of Canada who now says global warming is nothing but an imaginary problem of the first world middle class. Major leftists are bailing, saying they can't go on with this anymore because the movement is in tatters. It was never should have been a movement. And Al Gore is making them sick.
So, meanwhile, Austin has passed stealth carbon taxes, but they admit it. $2.6 billion over the next 3 years on power and gas. They just don't care. They just don't care. And I saw Schwarzenegger during the Copenhagen summit. He said, I'm going to lead governors and mayors to save America. We're going to do it. And so they just don't care. They're just coming in swindling.
Well, here's the thing. Here's how you know it's a con. Let's assume that the United Nations is right. Let's assume Al Gore is right on the science. Let's assume Arnold Schwarzenegger is correct on the science. Even if you buy that, the granddaddy of all, the Kyoto Protocol, wouldn't even have a detectable impact on climate using their science. The most shocking thing is we have professors here in the United States, a guy named Professor Brown, coming out saying it's the greatest ethical scandal that Washington didn't pass the climate bill in order to bring us to a low-carbon economy. Well, Obama's own EPA administrator, Lisa Jackson, admitted if the congressional climate bill became law, not only would it not impact temperature, it wouldn't even impact global CO2 levels. In other words, it's purely symbolic. And yet we're told by Barbara Boxer, we're told by President Obama, that the bill will prevent floods, droughts, hurricanes. It's literally, we've advanced no more than the ancient Aztecs, Alex. 1450 or so, they slaughtered thousands of Aztecs in order to bring about an end to droughts. And this is where we are now. We think we can control by eliminating SUVs and unplugging our phone chargers and getting rid of coal and returning back that we can somehow control the weather. This is no more scientifically advanced. What we're seeing at Capitol Hill and from the U.S. than what they did with the witch trials, a bad crop. Let's blame a witch. It's the witches doing it. They honestly believe we control the Earth's thermostat. This has become the madness of our age. It's climate astrology.
Well, you're right. By the mid-level minions, kind of the outer court, they really do believe it. But when you read Club of Rome, UN, and others, it's all about population reduction, and it's about government and select corporate mafias allowing certain industries to operate and others not to. It's about them funding their buddies with federal and international money through so-called green job initiatives. It's just the big city mafia model taking over the planet. I mean, at the end of the day, the leadership of these groups, from my research, know exactly what they're doing. Can you expound on your research and what the end game is for these people, Mark?
Well, the end game is they've decided they want a collective society. And I'm talking about going back to the 1960s. What the environmental movement really is, it's a collection of ragtag collection of the leftover radical hippies from the 1960s. And I say that seriously. If you look at the first Earth Day, that's what it was. That's what it was known as. George Will and actually another commentator did a great analysis of the entire green movement. They've literally taken the word progress out of the progressive movement. And so what this is a existence about bean counters, about international bureaucrats, and about a collectivism. This is what Vaclav Klaus, the president of the Czech Republic, who knows something about communism, when he said the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union collapsed, the greatest threat to freedom we face is from what he called ambitious environmentalism. And what they've done since the late 60s forward is they've just plug and play. In other words, every scare of the day had the same solutions and the same cause, mankind, and the same solutions. We need more government, more regulation.
Stay there, Mark. Stay there. Sure. Global government. Let's come back and talk about global government. Because in their own words, once they get the carbon tyranny in place and could tax you for breathing, they're going to tax the family out of existence. These are human-hating control freaks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 13th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $12.45.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.78.47, $6.39.23 for a half ounce, or $3.19.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.78.47, $6.39.23, or $3.19.62.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Bart Moreno is going to be with us for about 40 after. Then I'm going to get into Bill Gates and the death panels. And that connects into this. Bill Gates is funding all this carbon tax baloney. And they admit it's about population reduction. It's about you freezing your butt off in the dark. Mark, I want to get into ways to beat these people. And I also want to talk about population reduction with you. But what we have to remember, and I want you to speak to this, is they're not backing off. They're accelerating at the, quote, independent school district level. They are confirmed showing elementary, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade children, cartoon documentaries, same thing in Australia, where little bunny rabbits die. And I'm talking to adults, parents, everywhere, who say that their daughters and sons, when they drive by a new construction site, start crying and hate themselves. And this ties into death education and the suicides. I mean, this is making everybody guilty for having any wealth and just giving it all to these parasites so Al Gore can chase his masseuses around with his Johnson flopping about. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what's going on here.
Yeah, you mentioned kids here. There's a new Brendan Fraser Brooke Shields film, and I think it's called Furry Revenge or something like that, and it's all geared toward kids being upset at a development project. A few years back, there was a movie about a pancake house going up in Florida, and it was all about kids being taught to glorify eco-terrorism. They went and they put in alligators on the site to cause destruction. They vandalized the site, all to prevent the environment from being hurt. This is Hollywood, mainstream Hollywood. Carl Hisian, the author, was the one that wrote that book, and it was made into a movie. They're propagandizing our kids to be eco-terrorists.
They're building their Mal Brigades.
The Discovery gunman didn't have this kind of propaganda when he was little, so you can imagine where we're going to be 30 years from now. But it's absolutely, if you look across the spectrum at what they were doing, when we went to the break, I was just explaining to you briefly, is that they've had multiple eco scares, and when they fade away, they just plug in a new one. In the 1970s, we had the overpopulation scares, we had resource scarcity, predictions of famine, you had pesticide scares, DDT scares, you had the man-made global cooling scares. In the 80s and 90s, you had the Amazon rainforest, the deforestation, getting all the kids sad at the monkeys going homeless, their predictions the Amazon would be gone. By the way, the Amazon, for every acre cut in the tropical forest worldwide, an estimated 50 are growing back. People are leaving the jungle. They're calling them the galloping jungle. They're growing so fast. So that eco scare faded away. Now with global warming fading away, they have so much invested in it, they're not going to let it fully fade away. But right now the UN has already come out and has a new biodiversity panel modeled after the IPCC panel. And by the way, it's exactly modeled because there's been analysis done, multiple errors all about the species. In fact, on Climate Depot today, I have a whole article on the species extinction. And what they've done, it's the same solution, different ecosystem.
Yeah, we're taking all your property because of a cave bug or a bat or a salamander. They've caught the EPA and the Forestry Service releasing endangered animals in areas where they weren't geographically as a pretext to land grab. So they're going back to that tried and trusted, we got to take your power, we've got to have you pay us taxes or the polar bears will die. It doesn't matter if their numbers are exploding off the charts. They'll just tell you they're all dead. They're teaching children in public schools that penguins are drowning when they're aquatic birds.
Oh, yeah. No, what they're teaching them publicly is it's a crime. And in fact, it's become what I call climate astrology. In 2007, the UN basically said many bad things will happen. And guess what? Bad things always happen. And now every time a bad thing happens, it's proof that the UN is the new Nostradamus of our age. Everyone looks to, well, the UN predicted that. We have a Debbie Stabenow, the Michigan senator, who now says she believes in man-made global warming because every time she flies, the turbulence is worse. She feels global warming when she flies in the form of worse turbulence. She doesn't remember airline turbulence.
So it's total paranoid voodoo. Let me throw this in before we go to break and come back and get into population reduction and their numbers on that front, because I know you're an expert in that area. What about all these other things that have been proven wrong? I mean, there's so many other things that they have predicted were going to happen that haven't happened.
Yeah, I mean, going back, the DDT scare, not only was it scientifically baseless, but it probably cost millions of lives of people in Africa who couldn't face malaria. And not only that, it's inconveniencing a lot of people in big cities today with the explosion of bed bugs, because we're not allowed to use DDT to kill bed bugs. It's probably the most effective tool against bed bugs. You go back to the 1970s, remember, we mentioned the global cooling scare, which faded away by the late 70s. Then you have resource scarcity, famines. We had such outrageous predictions that we were using up the earth, that we wouldn't have enough food to feed everyone, that we were going to be facing, you know, wars and conflicts based on food resources. All bogus. Everything they predicted has collapsed. The tropical rainforest across the board, even down to our apples. You can't trust them. Whenever something turns into a, quote, crisis, you know you're being conned.
All right, ClimateDepot.com. I want to talk more with our guest in this final segment about solutions to expose and stop these people. And another lie, coral islands getting bigger. So the islands are getting bigger, not smaller. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our website's on the front line, stopping this globalist takeover. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. ClimateDepot.com is the central clearinghouse for exposing this eugenicist fraud. I want to get into China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. And they go on to admit here that rich people were already allowed to have more than one child. Party members could do whatever they wanted. But that now they don't have enough young people to pay for the social welfare net, even though it's tiny in China. And that they're talking about getting rid of it because they've dropped below 1.7 replacement rate. The average Westerner's 1.3. You have two adults, and they don't replace themselves. They have 1.3 children on average. The United States has that average, except for our giant immigrant influx. We're dying. But there I was in a convenience store Friday, and I'm up at the counter, and they're talking about how they're about to ban plastic bags in Austin. And I've read the studies about how pulp causes more toxins, more chemicals, more acid, more problems. They don't care. It's about making you take their light bulbs, making you accept what type of toilet you can have, making you accept federal inspections of your house, making you accept no plastic bags. It's about them being the bosses. Going back to Mark Moreno, Mark, how do we stop these people? And B, get into population reduction, because from my research, that's the heart of what they're all about.
Yeah, well, first of all, I had to stop. The most single effective thing Americans did to stop the congressional climate bill was one, well, two words, mockery and ridicule. And it wasn't the Tea Parties. It was the town halls in the summer of 2009 when congressmen went home to their districts having just voted, and including some Republicans like Sonny Bono's widow, just voting for the congressional cap and trade bill. They were booed, jeered, ridiculed, laughed at in town halls when they tried to talk about global warming and the alleged consensus. That had more of an impact. That scared U.S. senators. That scared people like what's his name in Minnesota? Al Franken, to run scared and bail out of the global warming bill. I mean, hardcore leftists got so afraid of public outrage. So that's one of the biggest things we can do. Al Gore now gives speeches in Oregon, Florida. He's booed out of the hall. We have hundreds of protesters out there chanting, interrupting his speech. Civility has to go out the window. Confront your congressman. Confront your local officials. Don't let them have a moment's moral superiority when it comes to global warming. Tell them you know.
Oh, they love their fake moral superiority, their arrogantness.
And on population, here's the bottom line. Major leftist publications like Grist Magazine. This is a magazine that in 2006 said we should have Nuremberg-style trials for global warming skeptics, are now finding some intellectual honesty. One of their most recent articles, this was in July, writer Fred Pierce, who's a leftist, you know, global warming believer, quote, "The population bomb I remember being scared of 40 years ago has been diffused fast." And he said it doesn't fit the doomsday agenda now. And half the world now has fewer than replacement level of children. Half the world. The new population problem is underpopulation. And we have a man named Paul Ehrlich, the godfather of this movement. And I actually did what I call a, quote, accurate tribute to him. He's the father of the overpopulation movement. Here's my accurate tribute. Mad, kook, lunatic, disgrace, worse than Hitler, fearmonger, parasite on the academic system, and the Bernie Madoff of science, unquote. This was a guy who called for forced sterilization and adding forced sterilization agents to our water to keep population down. This is a guy who called for the de-development of the United States. This is a hardcore ideology. And we have added a head of NASA right now, the NASA Goddard Space Institute, the GIST studies, James Hansen, the U.S.'s lead global warming alarmist.
Destroy industrial society is the goal.
He's endorsing a book calling for the deindustrialization of the U.S. that's called for destroying dams and essentially bombing us back to the Stone Age. This is a head NASA warming scientist, and the media ignores that. This permeates their entire existence.
But see, Mark, that's it. It is a shielded, paramilitary, inch-by-inch takeover, fully conquering and enslaving humanity. These people are the ultimate tyrants, and they're calling for our arrest. You have been demonized specifically. Lord Monckton, they have called for his arrest. These people are flaming out of the closet Nazi tyrant scum. And you're right, we've got to get in their face and say, listen, you little bloodthirsty tyrant, you tried to figure out how to repackage slavery, and it ain't going to work, scumbag.
Well, here's the bottom line, and this goes with CO2. It goes, actually, one of the leftists, George Monbiot in England, just recanted veganism. Here's the analysis. You control what people eat, you control people. You control CO2, what we exhale from our mouth, you control people. Climate control is not about controlling the weather, it's about controlling people. It always has been. That's why the United Nations was formed, to come up with a fake scientific issue that they could then peddle as though the science was settled, and then come up with alleged solutions. And oddly enough, all the solutions had to do with the UN bureaucrats gaining power, money, carbon taxes. One German science advisor wants a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet.
They want carbon rations.
Right, and guess what? Americans, we're currently at, you know, four times our acceptable level of carbon emissions. And interestingly enough, on population, on Climate Depot today, Alex, I have a picture of the Gerber baby with a rifle scope target on its face. The bottom line is they don't really care, the leftists and the environmentalists don't care that much about the little black and the brown babies being born around the world. In fact, they're actually trying to stop their development. What they're most concerned with are the Western Europeans and the American babies that come into the world with our lifestyle, with Western lifestyles. That's what terrifies them, because the Earth can't handle it. So they're trying to stop our babies more than anything from being born. At the same time, they're locking in 1.6 billion people, predominantly of color, into a back-breaking existence of poverty. We have James Cameron, by the way, who chickened out of a debate last month in Aspen. At the last minute, my flight was in midair. He was scheduled to debate me and Andrew Breitbart and Anne McElhaney, Irish filmmaker. He went down to Brazil. This is a guy who lives in a 16,000-square-foot house. One of his homes is 16,000-square-foot. The director of Avatar and Titanic, James Cameron. He goes down with Sigourney Weaver to Brazil. The leftist president, Lula, by the way, friends of Hugo Chavez and friends of Castro, no right-winger, no oil-funded president, laughs at James Cameron, who goes down and stops development projects, a hydroelectric dam that would bring running water and electricity ultimately to millions of Brazilians. He flies down with a Hollywood actress, tries to prevent this development, and then flies home to his 16,000-square-foot mansion. Where are people hinting at the racism involved? White, wealthy Westerners going into countries where dominated by people of color, telling them they can't have what we have. In fact, Jerry Brown in California, I interviewed him at an Earth Summit in South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, 2002. He said the developing world can't emulate Western prosperity because the Earth couldn't handle it. We need something like 5 or 20 more Earths. Well, the bottom line is that is the equivalent of telling people in Africa living in huts made of dung that they can't advance, they can't have what we have. It's condemning their children to high infant mortality, them to a life that's so short.
Plus, if they're so worried about overpopulation.
That's right.
Every time you industrialize, births go into negative.
Exactly, because that's exactly what happens. The wealthier the countries get, the less population. You think they'd be out there clamoring for
It goes back to Margaret Sanger.
But every single person who's on this bandwagon, including Oprah Winfrey, John Travolta, the Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, sadly has been praising Al Gore, live in mansions with square footage, you know, in excess of 10,000 square feet. All of these people are basically advocating poverty, misery, and death and destruction for people in the developing world, or at best, subsidized socialism.
No, they're a bunch of greedy criminals. And you go back to Margaret Sanger saying we've got to pose as liberals to kill these weeds. And they hate black people. They hate brown people. They're a bunch of racists. And as soon as so-called minorities figure this out, they'll have the key to everything. They'll understand a real racist isn't some toothless drunk wearing a white hat. That's an idiot who is a racist. The hardcore racists saddle up to you with a loving little simpering NPR voice. And they're out there celebrating the recession, depression, saying it'll lower our carbon footprint. These are life-hating scum parasites.
Yeah, in fact, Robert Redford was called out by black ministers about 2 years ago. They protested at a Sundance Film Festival, basically saying that Robert Redford's environmental advocacy is racist to people of color. In other words, his policies that Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor, advocates would raise energy prices. And guess what? Who does that affect most? Seniors on fixed income and minorities who are generally poorer in our society. They pay a higher percentage for these higher energy bills so the guilty white liberals can feel like they're doing something. Give the Christian
Science. But they're not even guilty white liberals. I've talked to them. They hate poor people. They hate working Americans. They just love the cutting stuff off to people. Mark Moreno, incredible interview. Thanks for the great work you're doing over at ClimateDepot.com. I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. We will rout out these 21st century Nazis.
Well, thanks. We have the big UN climate summit coming up in December, so we hope to talk before then. That'll be the big, their last gasp, try to get us to do something.
Yes, sir. Look forward to speaking to you then. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, everything he said was true. Everything he said was true. I mean, I have to look at these murdering criminals every day. Do you know they told the Third World, oh, we're going to tax rich America and Europe and give you the money? And they got to Copenhagen, and they gave them the treaty, and it said more taxes on the Third World than even on the West. It has nothing to do with the Earth. You notice the federal government's approved GMO salmon to be released. In every study, they will extinct the regular salmon within 40 generations. That's 40 years. They don't care about that. They don't care about DU. They don't care about real problems. They want you to be their slaves, period. Now, I want to get into this China situation. We've already covered some of it. We're almost out of time. Man, I may have to go back to 4 hours here. I want to get into this Bill Gates situation here in just a moment. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow because I've seen him. His dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. He's a eugenicist. His whole program isn't about helping Africans. When you actually go research it, it's vaccines that sterilize you. It's now all out in the open. We're going to get to that in a moment. He said, yeah, these are death panels. That's what they do in England, folks. It's such a big subject because I know we have listeners who buy into all this. They're training you that, well, if an old person's going to get health care, you're not going to get yours. See, they limit the resources artificially instead of realizing in a free market economy it grows and grows as there's more need, there's more business, that it's unlimited what we can do in the economy. And they say, we've got to do this or the earth is going to die. Or we've got to have a one-child policy or the earth's going to, you know, basically implode and all these islands in the Pacific are going to go underwater. And it turns out they're actually getting bigger. In fact, guys, I actually pulled that article up earlier. I wanted to show people on PrisonPlanet.tv the actual headline here. Coral Island's bigger. And it says that all over the Pacific, the atolls are getting bigger, not smaller. The ocean level isn't going up, ladies and gentlemen. It's all lies. But Bill Gates uses an extreme example of some old person costing millions of dollars, and so other people don't get health care. And he admits, yes, these federal boards, they will decide if you get the health care, and they will withhold it. See, right now you can go and get charity care by law, but they won't tell citizens that you can get free health care. They give it to the illegal aliens because they want to bring them in here. And then Bill Gates uses an extreme example of, well, there's millions for this old person, so there isn't money for all of these young people. And they sell you on the idea of taking old people or sick people and just giving them morphine till they die. And, I mean, that was in the Wall Street Journal a decade ago. This has been going on. In the U.S., they kill people every day. They deny them food and water while they're chained down, begging, give their wards of the state. Do you understand this is going on now? But Obama told you there's no death panels. It's a conspiracy theory. Here's Bill Gates on national television promoting it. This is the eugenicist. This is the guy jacking your vaccines. Here he is. Oh, we had a computer crash there? All right. I tell you, I think we got computers from another planet or something. All right, well, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com for folks. The Bill Gates clip is up there, him saying it. We may have it by the next segment. Let me go ahead and just get into this right now. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy, London Independent. And I also have it from a bunch of other mainstream news articles. You can just search the term. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. And it goes on from there. The country's social engineering has been too successful, reports Clifford Kunin in Beijing. So notice they don't say forced abortion's bad, sterilization's bad, people that criticize it being secretly arrested is bad. Oh, they admit all that in the article, but it's just a government policy. It's no big deal. It says the country's social engineering has been too successful. China's one-child policy, probably the most audacious exercise of social engineering the world has ever seen, could be up for review as Beijing policymakers worry about the effects of a population aging fast with insufficient numbers of youngsters to support them. Under the one-child policy imposed as a way of reining in population growth, which was running at dangerously high levels in the world's most populous nation, most families were limited to one child. The aim was to reduce fertility to 1.7 children per family. So that's less than a replacement rate. Replacement rate's about 2.2 because about 0.2% end up dying in car wrecks or disease. So you need 2.2 to just replace yourself. The aim was to reduce fertility rates to 1.7 children per family because this was seen as the only way of improving living standards. At first, couples were encouraged through education and propaganda. They don't tell you the U.S. funded them to do this, to have a one child. But this soon gave way to tougher measures in the early 1980s, saw widespread sterilization, especially among women in rural areas. So remember, they're now wanting to have taxes on more than one child in the U.S. That's how it began in 75 in China. 5 years later, it was forced sterilization. This still goes on today, and the issue is as contentious as ever. Xin Guangqing, a blind activist who was released from jail this week, was in prison in 2006 after he wrote a report about the status of women in his local area of Linyi. This is the tyranny of China, folks. A region with some 10 million residents. In it, he revealed how tens of thousands of people who had an illegal number of children were ineligible to have any more, were compelled to undergo late-term abortions, with others forcibly sterilized. This is your liberalism, folks. The report included accounts of men arrested and their wives forced to abort 8 months into their pregnancies. Isn't that liberal and loving? And they're proposing that here. The report included accounts of men arrested and their wives forced to abort 8 months in their pregnancies. The policy has also led to serious gender imbalance, with 120 boys every 100 girls. What is that? You know, there's 10% more boys. China's working population will fall by around 10 million people a year every year after 2025, and the number of young people between 20 and 24 will drop by a quarter over the next decade. Young people of the age group are most energetic, productive, and willing to learn. China's already experiencing a shortfall of skilled workers. And it just goes on to say that it's going to completely collapse their economy. You've got to at least replace yourself. They train all these yuppies and not want to have children, missing out on the greatest thing in life, and you won't have somebody there at Thanksgiving when you're 65. You won't have somebody there to keep you out of a government dormitory where they're going to euthanize you. The globalists want to destroy the family, re-engineer society. They don't want you to have kids to stand up for you when you're old. Don't you understand this? We'll see if we can get the Bill Gates clip working when we come back after this quick break. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
All right, final segment. So, Bill Gates heading up this NSA takeover grid, the retina scanners, the control, the surveillance, the predictive systems, the big banks imploding the economy, funding all the environmental carbon taxes. All of this is going on. And they know that you have an artificial hallucination. We all do, because 90% in every industrialized country, some cases even more, some countries are 93%, in urban, that you live in mega cities. And so all you see is people in lines. And my analogy is, if you're scuba diving off the coast of Cancun, you may go 10 miles in a boat before you see any coral. and you wouldn't hardly see any fish out there. But as soon as you hit a coral reef, you'll see tens of thousands of fish. Animals tend to congregate together in ecosystems. So we congregate together. And so it creates this perception that we're overpopulated. But even if we were overpopulated, if you believe 8 billion is, it's going to plane out at around 8.5 billion in the next 10 years. And then it's going to start going down. All of the actuaries show China's going down, going down too fast. It's screwing up their society. But here's Bill Gates. For you to get health care, we got to kill an old lady. And yeah, it is a death panel. Federal boards changing medicine and making sure you can't get charity care, lying to you and saying you don't get coverage, keeping people ignorant where they don't get coverage or don't get care. And then their answer is, let the government take over and start killing people. Here it is.
That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you... Of course,
well, that's an interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we
that's
haven't
right.
had
Society's
this type of allocation.
Making, we're making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones
okay, that's enough.
Actually have no benefit.
It goes on and on. If you want to see the whole thing, it's up at prisonplanet.com. But Bill Gates admits death panels. Now, notice the message he sends to these teachers. You got some $30,000, $40,000 a year teacher, and he tells him or her, you're going to get laid off if we don't kill Grandma. Remember the case for killing Granny, the cover of Newsweek? How great it is? Other articles in Newsweek, how great it is people are committing suicide for the earth? Families killing themselves, shooting their children? Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Bill Gates has some 40,000 square foot house I saw reported. This is a total Dr. Evil you're dealing with here. And they're sending the message that they communalize, they collectivize the wealth, and then they limit the resources. That's what carbon taxes are all about. And then they say you're not allowed to have health care even if you can pay for it. And then... I was talking to Rob Jacobson just the other day. You know, he wants to come on the show and talk about it, but I explained to him 5 years ago when he didn't even work for me and he was literally losing weight every day, Crohn's disease, probably going to die. And that's what the doctors were telling him, that he could die in a few years if this continued. They wouldn't give him any care. They said, you know, you're uninsurable. And I said, Rob, it's charity care. And he got his full surgery, everything paid for. And he just told one of his friends, a young lady who had to have surgeries, thought she owed $80,000, and the charity care paid for $85,000 because they pay. You have to pay more when you have good insurance, and that's put in a fund. And all these good people donate to charity hospitals. It's like Ron Paul has said that there's nobody goes without health care unless they're not told about this. He worked for years in a charity hospital making $5 an hour. $5 an hour. Doctors are supposed to donate their time to do this. All right, we're out of time. God bless you all. Retransmission comes up, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.